From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Search crews in Haiti are celebrating the rescue of a man who survived despite being buried under the rubble of a fruit and vegetable shop for 11 days since the quake struck. Carmen Mahalska, who's a member of the Greek rescue team that brought him to safety, says the group was just getting their bearings in Port-au-Prince.
We only arrived last night, and we were the only team left. Most of the teams had gone. So we jumped in a taxi, came here with limited resources, and found the person.
As the man was pulled from the rubble, people cheered and watched. He was treated by French medics and found to be in good condition. Mahalska says the man, who's in his 20s, says there are more survivors in the rubble.
He was saying that there was five guys and one girl that's still in there. So obviously he's come out, so there's four guys and one girl. But they might be in a different section. That's why we're all here, because we're going to go back in again.
NPR's Tom Bullock says other rescue teams are also refusing to give up hope of finding more people alive.
Rescuers say they have detected faint scratching and some voices in another Port-au-Prince hotel, and they're working on the site hoping to find survivors. All this on the same day the United Nations said the Haitian government had declared the end of search and rescue efforts in the country. Later, the Haitian government denied making any such statement.
NPR's Tom Bullock reporting from Port-au-Prince. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke is picking up some crucial support today in his quest for a second term. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports four key senators say they will vote for Bernanke, including the Senate's second-ranking Democrat, Dick Durbin of Illinois, and Democratic Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts.
What was once thought to be a sure thing, Senate confirmation of Bernanke for another 4 years as Fed chief, has come increasingly into doubt in recent days, as both Democrats and Republicans have come out against the former Princeton University professor. But President Obama threw his weight behind Bernanke by calling Senate leaders. And in a joint statement, Senate Banking Committee Chairman Chris Dodd and Minority Member Senator Judd Gregg voiced confidence Bernanke will be kept on as head of the central bank when his current term expires at the end of the month. The Connecticut Democrat and the New Hampshire Republican called Bernanke the right leader to guide the Federal Reserve in this recovering economy. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Parts of northern Arizona are expected to get another half foot of snow today. National Weather Service forecaster Ken Daniels in Flagstaff, Arizona, says that just adds to the heavy snowfall there earlier this week.
Portions of Flagstaff were receiving anywhere from basically 50 to 57 inches.
Storms have also been blanketing parts of New Mexico, the mountains of New Mexico, with snow today, part of a storm system that earlier triggered flooding and mudslides in California. Storms are drenching Las Vegas today, which has gotten more rain in the past week than in all of last year. This is NPR. President Obama is calling on Congress to create a bipartisan commission to look for ways to reduce the nation's massive budget deficit. Mr. Obama apparently backing away from a plan to have a presidentially appointed panel. That idea got a negative reaction from key lawmakers in both parties when it was floated on Capitol Hill earlier this week. The congressionally formed panel would be required to produce deficit reduction steps that would have to come up for a vote in Congress before the end of this year. Famed Hollywood actress Jean Simmons has died at her home in Santa Monica, California. She was 80 years old. NPR's Debbie Elliott has more.
Jean Simmons' break came when she was just 14 years old, and a British director chose the young beauty from a dance class to appear in the 1944 production Give Us the Moon. By the time she was 19, she'd played Ophelia to Laurence Olivier's Hamlet and starred in Great Expectations. The London-born actress went on to co-star with some of Hollywood's top leading men, including Kirk Douglas, Gregory Peck, Richard Burton, Rock Hudson, and Paul Newman. Here she is alongside Marlon Brando in Guys and Dolls.
Oh, when my love comes along, I won't.
Jean Simmons was nominated for an Oscar twice and won an Emmy for her role in the television series The Thornbirds. Her agent says Simmons had lung cancer. She died Friday at her home in Santa Monica, California. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
I don't love you anymore.
The signature hit of the late R&B legend Teddy Pendergrass, who was honored in Philadelphia today at a memorial service attended by thousands of people. Pendergrass died earlier this month of colon cancer at the age of 59. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.